earlier than I normally do. And I try to usually touch up and study more on Saturday night than I do on Sunday morning. I'm not much of a morning person. I never have been. But I guess since I'm changing my job habits, I'm getting better at doing that. And I get up at 4:50 every morning to go to work. And this morning about 6 o'clock, with no alarm clock or nothing, I just popped up and woke up. And there was a thought on my mind, and with the Lord's help, I'm going to try to share that with y'all today and what the Lord give me. And I don't know how to go, be honest with you, but I know if I let the Lord use me this morning, it'll be a help to all of us, amen. I want you to take your Bibles, please, and turn with us over the book of St. Matthew chapter 8. While you're finding that, I'd like to make an announcement that I missed earlier. It was out in the car, and I'm sure they're going to ask us if we made it, but it's called Refocus, and it says, and be ye beautiful, but it's spelled be you to full together, and it's talking about young ladies being beautiful, being a beautiful you. It's a free day filled with food, fun, and fellowship as we encourage and empower young ladies the ages 12 to 20. It's on Saturday, August the 2nd, from 9 o'clock a.m. to 3 o'clock p.m. at Sarah Babb Park out in Dallas, Georgia. So if you know where that's at, they was wanting to invite the young ladies of our church to be a part of that. And I'm not being ugly to say this, but I don't normally announce things like this if I'm not careful. Our young kids wind up and stuff and places and hearing music they ain't supposed to hear. And you might say, Brother Jeff, you're just too hard on some of that stuff. I've been there. I've been on the bus when we pulled up, and it was like sound like a rock and roll concert and some of that. So I'm just not gung-ho about getting involved in everything that everybody's doing unless I feel like people's trying to gear it towards the Bible and towards the Lord and really living the way God be pleased with. And Sister Jody Elsie's putting this on. And so I don't believe you'll find anybody that's still trying to stay old-fashioned, loves the Lord, part of a good family, and got a good young lady for a daughter. And so I believe she could be a help to you, our young lady. So if you'd like to go and you don't know how to get in touch with her, you let me know. Or if enough of them wants to go, maybe one of the ladies in our church would like to carry all the young ladies and go. And I know she'd love to have anybody come. So with that being said, I want you to stand this morning for the reading of God's Word. I want to start reading in verse 23. Chapter 8 of the book of Matthew and verse 23. The Bible said, and when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves. But he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he said unto them, why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, what manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? You may be seated this morning. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you once again this morning. Thank you, Lord, for the good singing we was able to hear, Lord, from the choir and the youth choir. God, I thank you, Lord, for Sunday school and, Lord, what it means to us. Thank you, Lord, for this church, Lord, every member in this church and what they mean to us. God, only you know, Lord, words cannot be spoken from my mouth to let them know how much that I love them down in my heart. Lord, I know there's people hurting. I know there's people discouraged. There's people going through things, Lord, seems to be out of their control. And God, I pray, Lord, that you'd help us this morning to not say anything within ourselves. Lord, you'd use us, get us out of the way. God, we might be a help to your people. God, we love them, and we want to be a help to them. Most of all, I pray, Lord, if there's one here today that don't know you as their personal Savior, I pray, God, they wouldn't put it off any longer for knowing, Lord, that the day is soon approaching when you're going to come. And, Lord, you're going to gather us together, Lord, to go to a place called heaven, and only the redeemed, Lord's going to make it. I pray, God, now, Lord, you'd use us and touch, Lord, hearts as needs to be touched. Lord, whatever's accomplished, Lord, we'll thank you. We'll praise you, Lord, for it all. For it's in Jesus' name we do humbly pray. Amen and amen. Last night, I guess, did a little bit more meditating than I did studying. It's a little different than what I do. It seemed like I was laying in the bed, was really tired, and I went to sleep with this thought on my heart, but didn't really study it as much as maybe we do in weeks gone by. But this is very familiar scripture, and what the thought the Lord gave me last night is what can we do when things get out of our control? When things are out of our control in such a way that we have no way of doing anything within ourselves, what are we supposed to do when we can't control what's going on in our lives? We go to a story here in the book of Matthew where the Bible said, and when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. Behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. Now I'm glad today that the storms in our life, they don't seem to shake the Lord up any. Amen. He is able to sleep right in the middle of the storm. There's three things that seemed like God laid on my heart last night. And with his help, I'm going to try my best to get through each one of them as quick as he'd have me to where we'd understand where I'm going with it. The first thing that happens in our life that we can't do anything about is storms. We're all going to experience storms. There's storms that was going on through the Bible. And even though we know Noah built a boat when it was going to rain, and we preached here a few weeks about that, and it's a different thought. He is able to build the boat. He is able to do what God wanted him to do. Brother Madden, he couldn't determine when it was going to start raining. He couldn't determine when it was going to stop. He couldn't determine how bad it was going to get. Brother, storms is things that we can't control, and everybody in the church is going to experience storms in your life. Amen. Amen. We certainly are. We can go through all the scriptures. And storms ain't always just with rain and lightning. But there was storms of famine would come where things would begin to get dry and the sun seeming to overtook things. Amen. And some of you are in a dry place in your spiritual walk with the Lord. But I want you to know something. Even though you can't control storms, you've got a God that can control the things that we're going through. Amen. Ain't you glad this morning that God controls storms? Amen. The disciples stepped on a boat, and the good thing about this was, here a while back I was studying a little bit about the two times that the disciples wound up in a storm. One time Jesus was on the boat, and one time he wasn't. But both times Jesus had it under control. Amen. I want you to know there's some churches that Jesus is in this morning, and there's some churches that he's not in, but he's still in control of every storm going on in both churches. I'm glad today that he don't have to be in the boat and to be in control. Amen. Amen. The Bible said they entered to a ship and followed him. Amen. First thing I noticed was this: just because you're following the Lord don't mean you ain't going to wind up in a storm. Amen. They followed the Lord on the boat. They was going the way that God was going. Amen. And I want you to know this morning that I've had storms the last two or three years rougher than I've ever had. But I want you to know that even the rougher it gets, the better God shows me he can handle it. Amen. Ain't nothing got too rough and God couldn't take care of it. Brother EJ, we're talking about the God of the universe and being in control of storms this morning. Amen. The disciples was on a ship. Things got out of control. The water started coming over in the ship. Amen. A lot of times I can't help when I'm preaching. God will bring back things to my mind. And I heard another man say, or something he was preaching on. I remember years ago, Brother Russell Jolly, Brother E. Jazz, a young preacher at the time, Brother Russell Jolly said, ain't nothing wrong with a boat being in the water, but we got a big problem when the water gets in the boat. Amen. Ain't nothing wrong with a church being in the world, but there's a big problem when the world gets in the church. Amen. It causes storms, it causes problems, but I want you to know something, God's still big enough and he can handle it. Amen. Amen. Disciples found themselves in a storm where the water was coming over in the ship. And I'm talking about this morning things that's out of our control. If you got a little leak, you might get the water out with a bucket. But friend, when the water's coming in over the sides, you ain't going to be able to get it out quick enough. Amen. And you say, Brother Jeff, what do I do then when things are getting out of my control? Amen. I tell you what they did. They went and got Jesus. Amen. When things get out of your control and you don't know what to do and you don't know the direction that you're supposed to go in, the best thing I can tell you is find where Jesus is at and get to heal me. Amen. Somebody go get Jesus. Amen. If you've been through a storm the last couple of years, just say amen. You're not alone. I want you to know this morning, everybody might not be going through a storm this morning. You might be one of the ones this morning that's not going through a storm, but you might be going through one next week. I remember one Sunday, Sister Charlene come in here. Everything was just fine and going good. She wasn't saying nothing about anybody. But all of a sudden, her brother got sick. And the next week she found herself in a storm. Brother Darrell by Tim. Timothy. Amen. There's times that we'll come in here with a job. Brother Glenn's experience is, and I have too. And the next week come in and you ain't got a job. Amen. Storms, they come and go. Amen. But they're going to come. You can count on them. Storms are coming. Lightning's coming. The wind's going to blow. Amen. The one little old boy told his daddy, amen, would the blood wash off? He said, no, the blood's still there. Amen. I'm glad when the winds and rain beat and blow, it can't make me where I ain't saved. Amen. Ain't you glad of that? They went down and got the Lord. He stepped up on the bow of the boat and he said, peace be still. And the winds and the waves laid down. You might say, Brother Jeff, you quote that a lot. I sure do. But I'll tell you what I told him in Sunday school this morning. One of the prophets, Brother D.B., he went over there, didn't he, to Jehoshaphat. We was reading about it this morning in Sunday school. One of the kings said, come in and give us a good word from the Lord. We'd like to hear everything you got to say, just like the other prophets did. And the prophet said, I'll tell you what I'm going to tell you. Exactly what God tells me to tell you. It's what I'm going to tell you. Whether it be good or whether it be evil. Amen. And that's what we need to get back to. Amen. A lot of preachers will preach ain't no storms. They'll preach prosperity. They'll preach a lot of things. Them same preachers as preaching that, if they live long enough, they'll find themselves in a storm. Amen. You can count on that. They went and got the Lord, and he calmed things down. Ain't you glad he can calm things down? I'm glad the wind and the water ain't disobedient like Baptist members are. Amen. They listened to their master. They did exactly what he said, Brother Mallory. That's one of the places in our life where we seemingly lose control. It's when we get in storms, we lose all control of what we can do and what we can stop, what we can start, and how we can handle things. Because everything's not in your control when you're going through a storm. Amen. One of the second places we notice things get out of our control. I was thinking this last night as I was meditating about the woman that had the issue of blood. For 12 years she had a sickness that had come upon her. I also thought about Mary and Martha. They had a brother named Lazarus that got sick. They couldn't do nothing for Lazarus, Brother Tony. Amen. That woman had been to many doctors. They couldn't do nothing for her. It was out of their control. Amen. I begin to think, amen, about Jairus. Had a little girl that was sick and dying, and it was out of his control. I'm talking about things that's out of daddy's control and doctor's control and sister's and brother's control. When you get sick and this body begins to have an ailment, brother, that's only one person. And still got things in control. And his name, Jesus. Amen. Things get out of our control. I've been at work, working, and everything just will be going fine. Feel healthy as a horse. And the next week, be in ICU for 7 days, miss a week of work. Don't have enough sick time built up. All of a sudden now we're worried about our health. Worried about how we're going to pay our bills. Worried about somebody's going to cut the water, the lights off. Amen. We're talking about things that's out of our control. Brother EJ, but I want you to know something today. I serve a God. He's still in control. Amen. Things seemingly are out of control in our country. But I want you to know God still got his hands on the wheel. He's still driving this ship. Brother Brandon, to answer your question, I didn't know if I was going to get on this or not. I thought I was going to say it before I started preaching. The old ship of Zion's a picture of the church. That's why she's beat up and battered. Amen. We're going through a world and they don't like what she stands for. They put nooks and crannies in us and thrown bottles at her. They cuss at us when we go by. Amen. But thank be to God, she's still a sailing this morning. Because we got a master. He's still at the stern of the ship. Amen. He can handle the storms, amen. You know what I was thinking? You got to testifying. There was an old song come to my mind. I ain't going to be able to sing the whole thing. But it said there's a big old ship. And she sat mighty low in the water. She's been on her maiden voyage ever since the day blood of Calvary's fallen. She's weathered every storm. Na 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 na. That's why I couldn't sing it this morning. But you know what the chorus says? Sail on, old ship of Zion. She's on board. You're not alone. Sail on, old ship of Zion. I'm glad I'm on board that ship. I'm glad Jesus is my captain. And no matter how bad the storms may get, brother, I want you to know something this morning. God is in control. Amen. He sure is. I remember a little story I'd read. It's been several years ago. there was a man on a ship, and things got really bad, and ship was rocking and reeling, and waves slamming against the boat, and I wouldn't have known what this little story was talking about. When we was on that cruise, I seen a boat tilt so far this way that the water was getting thrown out of the swimming pool, and then it would rock back this way. Brother EJ, water was getting thrown out of the swimming pool, and chairs were sliding across the top of the board, and they were strapping them to the rails. And I was looking over and seeing the big waves coming in and crashing inside the ship. And I was thinking, thank God, whether she stays afloat or goes down, I'm a winner either way. Amen. It don't matter. If we're saved, you can be ready to go. Amen. There was a man on a ship. Things had got really bad. He looked around. There's other people. Sweat running down their brow, talking to one another, getting pretty bad, ain't it? You think we're going to be all right? Ship's acting like she can't handle it. I ain't never been in a storm like this. And all of a sudden, everybody looked over there. Brother Thomas knows a little boy sitting over there, whistling Amazing Grace. Just whistling Amazing Grace. And the man went over and he said, young man, are you all right? And he said, yes, sir, I'm fine. Said, you not realize we're in a storm? Said, yes, sir, I do. He said, you ride ships a lot? He said, yes, sir, I do. Said, you ever been in a storm this bad? No, sir, I haven't. Well, how do you know that everything's going to be all right? He said, my daddy's the captain of this ship. Amen. And I know he's going to do everything he can to make sure me and him gets home. Amen. He wasn't worried about it. His daddy was the captain. When things get out of control, you got to remember God, Jesus is still the captain of your problems. Amen. So when the storms come, things get out of control, go get Jesus. Sickness comes, things get out of your control. Benadryl won't work. Cough syrup won't work. Baby aspirin won't work. You know, there's a lot of times I grew up later, this wouldn't work. But when I was a little boy, I'd have a sickness. I'd say, Mama, my whole leg's hurting. And where I'd fail and scrape it a little bit. And I'd go in and she'd go, let me go get you a baby aspirin. And I had a hard time swallowing baby aspirin, so she'd smash it up and put it in a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And it's amazing how good my leg would feel after I eat that sandwich. Amen. That baby aspirin didn't help me. That peanut butter and jelly sandwich didn't help me. I just thought it was helping me. And sometimes I think we'd be all right if we just realize that Jesus is there to help us. Amen. The same storm, but just realizing different circumstances sometimes and getting our mind set in something different. When my mind was focused on Mama giving me a little pill in a sandwich, got my focus off my knee. My knee didn't hurt me too bad. Yeah. Chloe, she was running yesterday, ran down the driveway. If you ever been to our house, that thing's steep as that can be. Brother Debbie, you can't hardly, if you just get to jogging a little bit before you know it, you're like running wide open, you can't stop. We've seen Ryan and Naomi do it. Here she comes running a mess. You better slow down. You better slow down. Here she goes. Boom, busted. And she gets up and she looks at her knees and she didn't cry, but she goes, makes these looks, and I knew it was hurting. You know what I did? This might gross some of you out. You might, amen. But I did an old remedy called saliva. Stuck my finger and my thumb in my mouth and stuck it on her knee. And immediately it quit like looking red. It wasn't bleeding. And she just smiled real big. As soon as I rubbed, I said, see, it ain't even there no more. That little squat white scuff went away. I didn't fix that. She just thought I did. Amen. And all I'm trying to say today is God ain't gonna always fix our problem. But if we know he's in control, it ought to set our mind at ease. Amen. Storms get us out of control. Sickness gets us out of control. When we need to be saved, things get out of our control. Think about several men in the Bible. The jailer was at work one day. Things got out of his control real quick. One minute every prisoner's locked up. All the jail doors is closed. Brother Darrell, everything's fine, and all of a sudden earth begins to shake. All the doors open up, all the prisoners are set loose, and the jailer gets so nervous, knowing if them prisoners get out of there, his life's going to be on the line, amen, and he got ready to take his life, and Paul said, don't harm yourself, we're all here. We're all still here. What are you going to do? Don't take your life. You know what he said? He'd say, sirs, please, y'all all go back to your cell, and let's close the doors up. That wasn't what he's worried about, Brother Malley. But he knew when that place got to shaking and things got to bad, you know what happened? He got convicted. He wasn't ready to meet the Lord. And I'm going to tell you something. When things happen in the church house and things begin to shake and things get out of your control and God begins to get your attention, a conviction will come, let you know you're not ready to meet the Lord. Amen. You know what he said? Sirs, what must I do to be saved? That'd be a good question for some of you to come run an altar this morning right now. Instead of waiting on an invitation, run down here and say, Lord, what must I do to be saved? Brother Jeff, what do I need to do to be saved? He wasn't the only one that wanted to know. There was a rich young ruler one time that got troubled. It came to the Lord. He said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Had all the money in the world. Had everything going for him. But evidently something got out of his control. Brother Darrell, when conviction's brought on our heart, that's not in your control. Amen. When God gets your attention, that's not in your control. When you feel like something's tugging at your heart and you need to pray, that's not in your control. Amen. I'm glad he put it in our power to come and get saved when he deals with us. Amen. Rich young ruler, Lord, what must I do to be saved? You remember that? Remember Nicodemus, a teacher? Knew the law very well. Something happened to him. He knew his Bible. He knew the Word of God. He knew the Old Testament. But something, Brother Matter, caused him one night to sneak over there to see Jesus by night. You know what he said when he got there, Brother E.J.? He said, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God because you're doing things that no man can do. Y'all ever had Jesus do something for you that no man could do? Usually that's when he works the best. Brother Tony likes that song that John sings. God likes to work when nothing else will. Y'all heard the song, you've been to the doctor, says you're ill. God likes to work when nothing else will. Usually that's when the biggest things happens in our life, when it gets out of our control. And we know nobody could have done that but God. Nicodemus come to the Lord by night. They come get a verse of song, I'm about done. And he come to the Lord. Began to talk to Jesus about being born, about going to heaven. And Jesus said, Nicodemus, you must be born again. You must be born again, Nicodemus. And he said, Lord, how can a man enter in his mother's womb a second time? There was some confusion there in his mind. People that ain't talked like this before, Brother Darrell, about being born again. You know, that's common for us now. We'll get in here and we'll say, to be born again, born again, born again. And somebody comes and visits with us now, leave and say, what is he talking about, being born again? Everybody, that's not common language. We talk about being saved, that's not common language to everybody in our country anymore like it used to be. But I'm going to tell you something. Some things gets out of our control. And Nicodemus went to the Lord and talked to him. You know what the Lord told Nicodemus right down at the end? He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's what he told Nicodemus. He said, whosoever will, let him come. Nicodemus, you can be safe if you want to. You're a whosoever. Every person in here is a whosoever. And this was really, 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 really heavy on my heart last night. About as heavy as I've had one in a long time. And I feel like you can look at this message any way you want to this morning. When I said, if you've been through a storm, it sounded like almost everybody said amen. So that just about cover all of us. And if you hadn't been through a sickness, or if you're not going through a sickness, you're probably going to be going through a sickness. We all understand how those things can get out of our control. If you're here this morning, you've never been saved, things is out of your control. Because I'm going to end right here. You can't just get saved when you want to. You can come up here this morning if you want to and cry all day long, but if the Lord don't give you that invitation and tug your heart and say, come, I have needs, talk to you, come, let us reason together. You just can't come down here and get saved this morning because you want to. Now, a lot of preachers won't tell you that. They'll let anybody come, repeat a card, and they'll tell everybody they're saved. I met a young man the other night. I was teaching in vacation Bible school. You could tell he's mentally slow, Brother Mallory. Nothing wrong with him. He just, I don't know if maybe he had an aneurysm or if he, maybe he's in a car wreck. Maybe he's born that way. Maybe something else happened. A lot of things could cause that. But you could tell just the way he's talking, you know. And boy, I was intended making sure. When somebody like that talks, man, I had a young girl come up to me the other night. Has, I believe, like Down syndrome. And she said, Brother Jeff, your mama come see me sometime. I said, I know she does. And she, boy, she's just talking. And she goes, I love your mama and this and that. And I said, I know, and have my arm around her just listen. And that's the same way this young man. Well, I could tell from his speech. And he said, I really, really enjoyed your teaching tonight. And I said, I sure do appreciate that. He said, I learned a lot. And then he said, I was in a church one day and preacher called me to the front and gets me pray a prayer and tells me I'm saved. I said, he did. And he goes, but I'm smarter than that. I know it don't work that way. I know it don't work that way. And I said, well, praise the Lord. And he said, but last year, Jesus get hold of me. I got saved the right way. Amen. Don't tell me, amen, when things get out of our control, God still has a way of making it clear to all of us, amen. He does. He knew what was the truth. He knew what was right and wasn't right. And you know this morning, if God's getting hold of your teaching, you know it, amen. And if he's not, there ain't nothing Jeff Clark can say that's going to get you saved if you do come down here. I'm trying to tell you the truth this morning. There's some things going on in all our life. It's out of our control. I can honestly say, and I'm not ashamed to say this, and you don't have to raise your hand, but if you feel like some things are going on right now, emotionally, mentally, physically, financially, that's out of your control, raise your hand. Look around. Look around for a second. I don't hardly see any hands that ain't up. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm telling you, there's a man in the scripture that made those winds and waves lay down, and them men said, what manner of man is this that even the winds and waves obey him? Come on, let's come to the altar. Everybody needs to pray right now while we sing. Whatever's on their heart, how about it? What is it we're going through? What is it we're facing? God wants to help you this morning. You just turn it loose. I need to be saved. I want the Lord to help me with this storm, this trial. How about it? Thank you, Lord. Yes, he did.